Welcome to the Taylorsville Times Audiorama, our periodical podcast which brings you stories direct from the pages of the Taylorsville Times. This is your host, Micah Henry.
Okay, I'm here today with Jakavian Voss, and he is a 2019 graduate of Alexander Central High School, and you're going to Harvard?
Yeah.
In the fall?
Yes.
Okay, fall of 2019. So if you don't mind, could you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you like to study, what you hope to study at Harvard, and plans down the road from there?
Yeah, so I plan to go to Harvard to study government, and after I finish my undergrad, I want to go on to law school. I'm not sure where yet, but then I want to go on to become a lawyer.
Okay. What interested you in the study of law?
I've always been interested in debating and things like that. Mm-hmm. And law is a lot of debating. It's a lot of reading, too, which I like to read. I'm not sure if I'll exactly like to read what I'll be reading in law school, though. But it's all really interesting. And I really like how in law it's kind of like a competition in a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are definitely stakes to that competition, but you go in, you make your case, and you hope that you can sway people to see things from the perspective that you're trying to make them see.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And can you tell me a little bit about your track at Alexander Central and what kind of courses you had there, especially, you know, this year that you just completed?
Oh, yeah. Actually, this year was kind of like an easy year, almost, at least compared to last year. Mm-hmm. So I went through my first 2 years, and I wasn't able to take any AP courses either of those years. I know it's changed now, but when I was going through, I wasn't able to.
Right.
My first year, I took all honors classes for my core classes, and I started chorus that year. Sophomore year, all honors classes across the board. Junior year, I picked up two extra classes after school, which were psychology and my language classes. Psychology was an AP course, mm-hmm. Along with taking three AP courses during the day and keeping chorus. And then my senior year, first semester, I was doing five courses with Latin 3 as an online course. And then during the day, I had three AP classes, and then course. Final semester, I only had my AP courses, and course, I didn't have any extra classes then.
Okay. So this year, I guess some point in the past school year, you had to apply, or maybe even back in your junior year, you had to apply for several colleges, including Harvard.
Oh, yeah. I started all of my applications and stuff during the summer, mm-hmm. and in the fall semester. I didn't do any during my junior year, but I had originally applied to college through a program called QuestBridge, mm-hmm. and through that program, they select students to pick as finalists, and those finalists apply to multiple schools that they rank, and if you're chosen by that call by one of the colleges that you rank to go to, then you get a match scholarship, which the match scholarship is like a full ride to the school. And so I applied through QuestBridge at first. I ended up becoming a finalist, but I didn't match. But after the match process, they have a regular decision process where you apply to multiple schools for free. And that was how I got a lot of my acceptances to most of the schools that I got into.
Okay. And you were accepted in multiple schools. Do you want to mention those?
Yeah, so I was accepted into Vassar College, Washington and Lee University, Johns Hopkins University, Stanford University, Columbia University, Harvard University, Swarthmore College. I had also applied to Lenoir Ryan and Wingate, and I got into both of those as well.
That's pretty impressive. I know it's very prestigious, and several of these are in this list too, But what drew you to Harvard?
I had wanted to go to Harvard ever since I was really little. I'd actually been introduced to Harvard when I was still a toddler, or like 3 or 4, a really young child, because my mom had been really interested in medical stuff. She was at that time going to get her certificate to become a CNA. So she was really interested in medical stuff at that point. Mm-hmm. And she would watch a lot of surgeries. And I just remember hearing the surgeons talk about how they had come from Harvard Medical School. And I asked my dad, what's Harvard? And he was like, it's one of the best schools in the world, and you can go there if you try hard enough. And so that really stuck with me throughout my life. And I actually went through all of elementary school, all of middle school, like my entire scholastic career, with the goal of getting into Harvard. So, I mean, you would see me in kindergarten telling people one day I'm going to go to Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been a goal of mine. I didn't really think that it would be a goal I would achieve when I got into high school. But when I got in, I was like, yeah, I have to go here.
Did you structure your studies at AC in a track that would allow that? I mean, was that a goal? Since you mentioned it, you were interested in Harvard, you know, from a very young age.
Yeah.
Did you sort of plan your high school courses with that in mind?
I actually planned my high school courses with the goal of getting into Columbia University. That throughout my entire time in high school was the school that I told people was my dream school.
Mm-hmm.
I was really competitive academically during high school, and so I always want to strive to get like higher grades and take more courses. And when I got into my junior year and I was finally able to take my AP courses, I was thinking about how can I do this in a way that will make me competitive for the schools that I want to get into. And so that year I picked up 4 AP courses. And to get into multiple of the schools that I applied to, you have to take 3 language classes, which most students at Alexander Central only take 2 language classes.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that I had to start my languages during my junior year. And finish it during my senior year. And
so you mentioned Latin.
Yeah.
What were your other 2 language classes?
It's just 3 classes in a language, in one specific language. So you could take Latin 1, 2, and 3, Spanish 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, okay.
But what drew me to Latin specifically was I knew that it would be useful going into government. A lot of our words that we use in government and in the judicial branch are Latin terms. And also, I wasn't able to take Spanish during the school day because of the course that I was taking on. So it was more convenient for me.
So Latin just works better all around there.
Yeah.
Excuse me. The study of law and that interest, did that lead you to speak to any people who had chosen that career path, the local attorneys or anybody like that?
Not really. I've definitely had instances where I talked to attorneys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope to explore that more during the summer. I've been hoping to volunteer at a law firm. I still have to reach out to some, but that's what I plan to do during the summer. When I was visiting the colleges, though, I got to talk to multiple people who were in either the government or political science departments.
Mm-hmm.
Or students who are wanting to go and become lawyers, too. So I was able to be exposed to that in that type of way.
Okay. I'm sure that Harvard and these other universities that you're accepted into look for, you know, very academically engaged and well-rounded students. Do you have some hobbies that might have helped your acceptance to these schools?
Yeah. Well, I did chorus, and just I don't really think that just doing chorus would have been enough for me to get in. Mm-hmm. But over my time in chorus, I had been involved in multiple choirs around the state, like the Wingate Choir for 9th and 10th grade students, mm-hmm. The Mars Hill Choral Festivals. I went to the North Carolina NCMEA Honors Choir for high school students. Mm-hmm. And I think that really, what really stuck out at that one was that I had ranked third in the state in my voice part, so it kind of set me out. And that was something that I definitely put on my resume when I was applying to colleges. I don't necessarily think that it's as much the academic experience that I've had that's gotten me, and I think it's more of the personal element mm-hmm. in what I brought to the applications. Like, I think that the most important part of every application that I had submitted was the essays that I put along with it, because it really it allowed the schools to know me more as a person than just my grades and that I happened to be able to sing a little.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about what you put in the essays? Because I haven't seen those. Mm.
So I wrote the essays talking about my experience over the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. Throughout my time in high school, I was undergoing a lot of struggles in the fact that there were a lot of aspects in my family life that were not very great, especially for me and wanting to go into a learning atmosphere, and also just emotionally. Mm-hmm. I spoke about that and how it had affected me throughout my time in high school, and kind of spoke about my career goals. I mean, during my time in high school, like I had spent time in courts, not because I had done anything wrong, but mm-hmm. because my parents were stuck in a custody battle. Mm. And that custody battle, it really took a really big toll on my siblings and I. Mm-hmm. And so I just spoke about that and spoke about how that affected me, my goals for the future, the way that my relationships have been shaped as a result of the things that have gone on throughout my time.
So you felt that in addition to your studies, or the essay process was pretty key in acceptance to Harvard and these other schools.
And not only that, I'd used, along with speaking about my experiences throughout the past 4 years in the essay, I had done certain things in the school to also bring awareness to some of the things that I had experienced. Mm-hmm. I'd come from a household that was not like it. There was some domestic violence going on. There were a lot of domestic violence disputes. Mm-hmm. And the issue with that was that I became kind of used to police being around and to mm-hmm. seeing my loved ones in harm's way. And I recognized that a lot of students in Alexander County and everywhere really experience a lot of similar things. It's not something that only I was experiencing, which at the time it was normalized for me when I was in that household and things like that were going on. But so I had gone into the health classrooms and I spoke directly to the students, and I really liked doing that because a lot of the students felt that they could open up to me about some of their experiences, and it allowed some students that I had met through doing that to know that they're not alone and know that there are other options. And at the time, I wasn't really hoping to be a role model, but I think that some students may have looked at me as a role model because I was going through that, and then I was still remaining academically successful in school. I was still taking on other things in school and outside of school, and I still had really high goals despite the fact that my family situation wasn't the best.
Mm-hmm. And have you done a campus visit to Harvard, or how is that all going to be brand new for you?
There was an admit weekend that lasted from April 27th to the 29th. Mm-hmm. I flew over there after I visited Stanford because they had their admit weekend just literally the few days before. Mm-hmm. So I went up there then, and I really explored a lot of the stuff that they have there. They have a lot of museums and a lot of really amazing people up there. So I don't think that I'm going to go I'm going to be nervous about going up there because I did get the chance to explore and all that stuff. But I think that if I wouldn't have, I would definitely be really scared. The first few hours that I spent there, I actually hated it because the academic atmosphere, that the entire atmosphere there, is just so academic, and it's so, you can really feel that you're at a really esteemed institution. Mm-hmm. And it was such a huge contrast being up in Boston where it was really cold in spring. It was such a big contrast between there and Stanford where it was really sunny and hot throughout the time that I'd spent there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when the first few hours that I spent at Harvard, I was thinking that I was going to end up going to Stanford, but it really changed for me as I met people and explored the things that were available on the campus.
I know it's always a little bit disconcerting to go to a brand new place, but it's intriguing too. Yeah. You know, so I can see where those feelings would come into play. Do you see extracurricular activities? Do you think you'll maybe continue singing, or do you do any sports? Anything, plans like that this fall?
I definitely think that I'm going to keep singing. When I was there, there was a palooza type of thing. That's what they called it. Mm-hmm. And they brought a lot of the extracurricular activities and they showed them to the students, kind of. They had them perform on stage. And there were multiple a cappella groups, and I think that I'll definitely be a part of that. There are also club sports, which I don't necessarily know if I'll join too many. I think that I at least want to join like a running club.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I think that during my time in college, I want to be more focused on community-based service because I didn't get to do too much community service during my time in high school. But that's something that is really important to me during my time in college.
Good. Is there anything that I've missed that you'd like to mention?
Well, I kind of like to speak about some of the things that I feel really led me on a path to where I could apply to schools like this.
Sure.
During my time in high school, as I said before, it wasn't always the most easy thing. There were definitely a lot of times when I felt completely isolated from the outside, or just completely alone. And it was really just the community and the teachers who changed that for me during my time. Like Coach Wills, Bernadette Watts, Cassandra Lackey, multiple teachers were really my support during times when I didn't really have that. Mm-hmm. In other aspects of my life. And over this past year, there's been a lot of mending that's went on that in my family that has really been helpful to me continuing to do well in school. I'm trying to maybe talk about helping other students get to where they want to be. I know that there are a lot of students in Alexander County who carry the potential to get to apply to schools like Harvard and get in, but there aren't that many students who really see that as a possibility or who know some of the things that go into getting into those types of schools. Like most people will get to their senior year, realize that they want to apply to Duke, but they've only done two language classes, so their application is already thrown on the wayside. Duke requires three language credits. I really hope that students in the future in Alexander Central and throughout Alexander County are able to recognize their potential and really just strive for more, because I mean, there's obviously nothing wrong with going to a local university or a university in North Carolina, or any sort of college, but there are so many students who have so much potential and are so ambitious, and our teachers are doing a really good job, and they're really working now to help those students realize that they can go that far, and I'm just really excited to see where Alexander County goes and hopefully have some company up there in the north with me in coming years.
I hope so. Yeah, I was going to ask you about the post, I think Mr. Wills had put on Facebook about, you know, it was sort of congratulatory mm-hmm. about you and being headed to Harvard. And I didn't know if he had taught you or coached you or both.
Oh, no, I didn't do basketball during my time in high school.
Okay.
But he taught me. He was my AP U.S. Government and Politics teacher. So, I mean, I was already wanting to go into politics at the time. And his class was especially meaningful because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And during his class, I at first didn't really have too much motivation. I knew that I enjoyed the material that he was teaching, but I didn't really show it through doing the work as well. I mean, I did it, but I only did enough to where I could get the grade that I wanted, not to where I would be as engaged as I could have been.
Mm-hmm.
And he just really cared about his students in a way that I hadn't really seen too many teachers care about their students. Like, he was very driven and motivated to not only help us get the grade that we wanted. He always told us, I don't really care much about the grade, but he wanted us to learn the material and also learn lessons about life that would help us when we did fail, or if we did achieve our goals, or if we wanted to strive for more, but people kind of shut us down, which is something that I definitely experienced a lot. I mean, going to school and telling people, like, being saying this grade isn't good enough for me, and other people are like, oh well, it's already really good. Why are you not striving? Like, why are you not okay with making this grade? It's just like he let us know it's okay to strive for better and to be dissatisfied with our work if we haven't done to our full potential.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a very respectful man. I really, really loved having him as a teacher. And during my senior year, I made sure to keep that connection. He was my mentor during my senior project. And I spoke to him on multiple occasions about a lot of things that I was experiencing inside and outside the classroom. He was always a person that I could go to, not only for advice, but just for support.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about your senior project and what that, maybe the theme of it and what your product was for that?
Yeah. So my senior project, it came from a junior paper where I wrote about a French law called La Cité. I believe that I think I pronounced that right, but I'm not 100%. And that's the French law that defines the separation between church and state in France. And it can be really oppressive to some religious communities. Christians aren't allowed to wear Christian symbols. Jewish people aren't allowed to wear Jewish symbols. Muslim people aren't allowed to wear any of their symbols. It's all around just a complete separation. And that's not only in the workplace or in school atmospheres, it's in all aspects of the life there. And so I wrote about how that causes a religious oppression in France and contrasted that kind of with how it is in America a little bit. And for my senior project, I wanted to take that and talk about activism in America. And in my process of doing that, I worked with the NAACP in Statesville, and that really helped me realize that there are still a lot of issues, not only racial issues, but just a lot of issues having to do with the people versus the government, like people who commit felonies, and in the United States, I mean in North Carolina, they're still allowed to vote. It's just after they've served their time, and I believe it's after their parole. I'm not 100% on that, but after a certain amount of time, they are still allowed to vote. But a lot of people who have gone to jail and have committed a felony offense don't know that. It was just really interesting to work with that group and see the ways that activism still affects America today, the way that people still work to change policies that are affecting groups of people who may not be able to fight for themselves. I mean, when you're in prison, you can't really you can't really advocate for too many of your rights, and it was a really cool experience being able to do that.
Oh, you mentioned running. Did you run at Alexander Central?
Yeah, during my junior year, I did cross country and I started indoor track. I wasn't really able to finish indoor track because of some circumstances that were going on in my family and stuff like that. It was also getting really cold. And last year, the indoor track season there was one practice each week, and I didn't really have the time in my schedule to fit that in along with the six classes that I was doing at the time. So I decided not to complete that. But I did cross country, and I really loved that. I didn't do it this year, but I still really, really loved the experience I had.
Good.
My mother's name is Tamika Patterson. She's been a really influential person. Actually going back to college this fall as well. She had never gotten her nursing degree, but she's headed to Mitchell Community College in the nursing program with the hope of getting her associates in nursing. I actually helped her with chemistry there throughout the past summer too. So I mean, like, the support for in school kind of goes both ways. Like, I support her with her academic endeavors, and she supports me. She's definitely been supporting me a lot longer in my academic endeavors. But she's definitely, without her, I wouldn't be able to get to a point where I even thought that I could apply to a school like Harvard. And with my dad as well, he was the person who had initially told me that Harvard could be a place that I could strive towards. And I mean, it was like being a kid in elementary school with that goal definitely completely set me apart from a lot of my peers. Mm-hmm. It was really meaningful because it gave me a goal really early that I was striving towards for a really long time. And it put me in a mindset to where I got into high school and I was ready to really just go 100% to try to get to where I wanted to be.
And that's something that, you know, I grew up just over the mountains there in Moravian Falls, and I would have never thought about going to Harvard because it was so far away and not something I was familiar with. I mean, I've certainly heard of Harvard.
I think that's one thing that I've noticed is whenever people ask me where I'm going to college and I tell them, or whenever people find out where I'm going to college, a lot of people, I've had people say that they didn't really think that people really went to Harvard, that they kind of just thought it was just a school. And I mean, some people look at me and they're like, are you rich? And I'm like, no, I'm not rich. But it's definitely a really weird thing to know that I'm going to Harvard, because it's like, it's such a highly esteemed school, and most people think of only like the most wealthy people or like scientific geniuses going to a school like that. But like having a community of people around me who really just drove me towards that and let me know that that could be a goal from a really early time. Mm-hmm. It definitely set the path for my life. Like, I probably would not be sitting here saying, talking to you about going to Harvard if I wouldn't have been told when I was 3 or 4 years old, you can go there if you work hard enough.
That you can do it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the second oldest. Tiana's the oldest.
Okay.
But I'm the second oldest. My brother Sean, he's 14, about to turn 15, and Khalil, he's 10, about to turn 11. Tiana's 19.
Okay. And you're how old?
I am 18.
18. Okay.
Oh, I don't think that I really. There were some parts that I really think that I should mention that I kind of just didn't remember.
Okay.
The support that I got from my teachers really, it had extended well beyond the classroom. I've lived in Statesville since the middle of my junior year, and in the process of me making that transition, there were a lot of things that I had to do to make sure that I still was able to go to school at Alexander Central. It would have been completely catastrophic to my grades if I would have switched in the middle of the year. The county school system had approved me being able to stay there, and Doug Roney had initially approved me remaining there for the rest of my junior year and throughout my senior year. Well, in the process of getting to my senior year, I had a lot of paperwork that I had to submit and stuff to make sure that I was still able to go there. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm just really thankful to the county and all that stuff. And the teachers that who really helped me outside of a classroom were Cassandra Lackey and Bernadette Watts. Like, they're with me not being in the county, like, I don't drive. And so Cassandra Lackey always made sure that I was able to get to school every morning and get home every night. And Miss Watts, she's just helped me in all different types of ways, like welcoming me into her house, helping me get to concerts and stuff, and really just being there for me in so many different aspects. She was one of the first people at the school who I had really spoken to a lot. Mm-hmm. Also, I think I want to talk about one more thing. Like, during my time in Alexander Central, during the first 2 years, I was probably like a child who was kind of like a shell in a way, because I mean, some of my teachers could see that I was smart and I put in the work academically, but I was really, really quiet because of a lot of the emotional troubles that I was going through that time. It wasn't really until my junior and senior year that I really came out of that shell and was able to really just focus on having fun along with doing well in school and trying to find a community of people who I felt I could identify with in a lot of different ways. And that was when it wasn't really until my junior and senior years that I really made a lot of meaningful relationships with people at school. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that had honestly made it one of the most difficult things when I was graduating and when I was getting ready to leave. Like, throughout the past 4 years, my only real stability was high school, was Alexander Central. And leaving that stability, it's still a little bit hard. I mean, I know that I'll get over it really quickly, but it's definitely a bit hard, like, not having that community of people around. Mm-hmm. Who are going to be pushing me and letting me know that things are okay and stuff like that. It's going to be something that I'm going to have to get used to not having.
With college comes, you know, increased amount of freedom and responsibility.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're aware of that, but it'll become very obvious mm-hmm. this fall.
When I went into my senior year, I found out during the summer between my junior and senior year mm-hmm. that she wasn't going to be teaching at Alexander Central. And she was one of my biggest supporters during my time in Alexander Central. And so when she left, I was really sad. I mean, I still saw her a lot, but I was really sad. Mm-hmm. There were definitely a lot of times throughout the year when I definitely could have used being able to go into her classroom and just talk to her about some of the things that were really stressing me out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been really nice getting to know people like Miss Watts. She's definitely one of the greatest people that I know. Mm-hmm.
Are you in need of print work? For nearly 100 years, the Taylorsville Times has provided printing services for the businesses, churches, and individuals of Alexander County. Many folks don't know that we offer business cards, newsletters, brochures, receipt books, business forms, raffle tickets, bulletins, invoices, carbonless forms, calendars, invitations, full-color envelopes, and more. We make printing simple for you. Call us at 828-632-2532 or send an email to ads@taylorsvilletimes.com.